Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Trupanion is a proud sponsor of Pure Dog Talk. No one wants their pet to end up on the naughty list this holiday season, but we all know that puppies can be full of mischief. Last holiday season, the Trupanion policy paid out 115,000 claims. Fortunately, Trupanion's there to help. The Trupanion policy offers medical insurance for pets, taking the financial stress off of owners during unexpected veterinary visits. Trupanion also offers a free breeder support program that lets breeders provide their litters with a special offer to try out the insurance. Last holiday season, the Trupanion policy paid over 300 claims that occurred just for pets that were on their special offer. So give yourself peace of mind when you send your litters home this holiday season and get signed up. You can sign up with Trupanion through my partner page today. Be sure to mention Pure Dog Talk sent you. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And I am here with a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Blessed Holy Days, Praise the Universe for Winter Solstice, and a joyous New Year to one and all. As we celebrate the fourth Pure Dog Talk Christmas, I'm focused on an attitude of gratitude. So, number one, gratitude to my listeners who encourage me, who share the love, who provide great ideas, and support the show financially through our patrons program. I am so grateful that you all take the time to listen and share in these incredible conversations that I am so lucky to have. We surpassed 500,000 downloads on Thanksgiving Day this year, basically the 3-year anniversary of our debut episode. And our audience and our listenership is growing by leaps and bounds literally every day. So please continue to share the show, bring people to the table who might enjoy our talks, and absolutely give me your ideas. I'm not going to swear I'm going to get to every single one of them immediately, but they are all on a very long list of great topics for upcoming shows. Number two, gratitude to my guests. I'm not kidding when I say I am the luckiest girl alive. That's a fact. I get to talk to all, and I mean all, of the coolest people and dogs. And after 40 years of grooming, training, breeding, handling, and now judging, I literally learn something new from every single episode. I do. After 40 years of this, immersed in the sport. That is so valuable to me, and I hope valuable to you. My guests give freely of their time, their experience, their accumulated decades of wisdom, and they offer you guys, the listeners, an unbelievable platform on which to gather knowledge for your future. Number three, gratitude to my sponsors. These corporations have made a conscious decision to reach out to the purebred dog community to support us, our education, our goals, our ambitions and dreams. So Trupanion and, for the very first time, breaking news, guys, drum roll, I'd like to announce our very newest sponsor, Embark. These companies have committed not just money, but dedication to the purebred dog fancier that's admirable, frankly, and entirely worthy of your business. I am a firm believer that we support the companies that support us. And without these amazing companies, Pure Dog Talk would not exist. That's a fact. Check out Trupanion's Breeder Support Program and their Breeding Writer. Investigate Embark's DNA genetic testing. I cannot say enough about these companies. Trupanion and Embark have shown their willingness to invest in your future. I also need to shout out to the Dog Show Superintendents Association, which was the very first supporter that stepped up and said, yeah, Pure Dog Talk is exactly the type of education and mentorship program that our sport needs. Here, let's help you. Always, always remember to stop by the superintendent's desk and give them a shout out for their support of Pure Dog Talk and of great content. Our advertisers and partners, from Show Dog Prep School to Leading Edge Dog Show Academy to local dog show clubs. Also, thank you. My unending gratitude for your confidence in this platform. So, number four. Moving on a little bit. I am, and we all should be offering our undying gratitude to the breeders that came before us. We are, without exception, building on the shoulders of those who came before. In my case, I'm going to give you guys a for example. In my case, Ray and Lynn Calkins from Cascade Wirehair Pointers, Mildred Ravel, may she rest in peace, Weidenhugel Wirehair Pointers, Brene Braun, Justa, German Wirehair Pointers, Silke Alberts, Kadenberg, German Wirehair Pointers, and the additional mentors that took the time to help me, including one of the founding members of the German Wirehair Pointer Club of America, Genevieve Capstaff, also may she rest in peace, Pat Lorenz, Joy Brewster, Judy Cheshire, Laura Miles, Doug Lundgren, and a whole lot more. If you haven't done it already, make that same list. Send them a little note this Christmas and say thank you, right? Thank you for the help. Thank you for the guidance, for the information, for the direction, for those hours on the phone or on Facebook Messenger or wherever you communicate, for the encouragement, for the criticism, frankly, and for the hard work that your mentors have done to bring the breed to the place it is today, so that you can be successful yourself. So now here's my stump speech. I've done this a couple times of late, and you guys might have heard it, but I'm going to bring it a little full circle, okay? When my family and I got involved in purebred dogs, this is 40 plus years ago, right? It's the early 80s. The dog show was chock-a-block with, you guessed it, dog breeders. Today, dog breeders at the dog show are like phantoms, rarely seen and sort of intuited. Today, we have exhibitors. And exhibitors, dog owners, you guys are hugely important. But, and yeah, there is a but, we need dog breeders. The sport desperately needs good breeders of good dogs in order for it to continue to thrive. So just a little something to put in your pipe and smoke it, right? Contemplate this. Instead of adding a, platinum grand champion or whatever to your bitch, instead take a minute to visit with a breeder or a mentor in your breed and think about breeding a litter of healthy, well-adjusted, beautiful companions for the world to see. Think about creating a future family of dogs that will bring love and joy to their families for decades to come. So there you go. Meanwhile, I encourage everybody out there in listener land of any religion or lack thereof, to carry the Christmas spirit into the new decade. You know, that's a new decade that's going to happen in like a minute and a half, right? These principles of Christmas apply across the board. Giving, gratitude, welcoming, joy, peace, and wait for it, goodwill to all. So here's a thought. Giving. Just think about giving for a minute. Encourage a new person. Sell them a good dog, for Pete's sake. Encourage them to breed that dog with your mentoring. I mean, obviously. Remember that when we give with a full heart, and this is really important, when we give gift with a full heart, it is with no expectation of something in return. So when that, and this has happened to me, so don't talk to me about it. When that stunning show puppy from that incredibly special litter is spay against your contract, just stop it. Stop eating your heart out about it. You sold that puppy, but you also gave the gift, and it is a gift of love for a lifetime with that dog. Be glad that you were able to do that. That is something that we dog breeders can do that nobody else can do. That gift is pretty amazing. So gratitude. I'm talking now to our newer exhibitors, our new folks. Be grateful. Be grateful for the hard work and dedication of years and generations that went before you. You remember that song? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, Aretha. Respect. Give it a shot. Try really, really hard to decide you don't know everything in that first 5 minutes or even 5 years. Understand that the judge, the other exhibitors, professional and amateur, they know more than you do. And that's just bottom line. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know, putting it out there, this isn't an exercise in political BS. As your best friend, and I say that in quotes, keeps trying to tell you. Maybe you do just need a better dog, or better grooming, or conditioning, or handling. Maybe, just maybe, it's better to be quiet and watch and listen and learn before loudly proclaiming throughout social media land that there's nothing but madness to be found at the dog show. It's kind of, you know, something to think about. So our next word is welcoming. Every year at the holidays, we welcome friends and family into our home, and we celebrate, right? So let's try not quite so hard to emulate the Mean Girls clique in high school, yeah? Ditch the resting bitch face, girls. This is not world peace. This is not finding a cure for cancer. It's a freaking dog show. Get over it. We ask for an opinion, and we receive an opinion. And the rest of it, that's on you. Build a network. Grow outside your breed. Invite the new kid to sit at the cool kid's table, as it were. Hey, shout out, handler friends, I know you listen. If you see a new person struggling, help them. If you see a young handler, this is a tough one, but if you see a young handler taking on too much weight before they're ready, offer to mentor them. I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? They said no? You haven't lost anything. And maybe, just maybe, you save some lives down the line, right? And maybe you planted a seed with that person. And I'm going to own it. I count myself amongst the worst offender on this one. I worked really hard to get where I was, and I had really grand opinions that everyone else should do the same. And while I was really quick and I'd help out a new person in my breed or an owner handler in another breed, I was real judgy. Not gonna lie to you, I was real judgy about new folks coming up in the handler ranks, particularly folks that hadn't been quote unquote raised right as apprentices. Here's the thing, guys. Just like new breeders, they need help too. They don't need to be ostracized. All that accomplishes is to send them off to people that aren't going to teach them the right thing. The good Lord knows there have been efforts that were shunned, and, you know, so be it. At least we tried. And that is sometimes what it requires, right? Okay, next one. Joy. Joy to the world, right? Joy. Remember the joy you had with your first ribbon? Remember that? Share that joy. Help other people find that joy. Growing our sport is a job for every single one of us. And if you want to have a job, or if you want to have a fun hobby to do in the future, you need to get over your happy selves and just be nice. Not everyone is as experienced or in tune or nearly as clever, at least as you believe yourself to be. Railing at that person for some imagined slight is a real sure bet to send them packing. And that's one less potential dog breeder to grow this arena. I'm looking at a whole lot of you folks, handlers, owners, all y'all. Just be nice. It will not kill you, I swear. So with that, peace and goodwill to all. Whether they're your competition, your judge, your club members, the show officials, whatever it is. Give that officiousness and turf battle a rest. For the love of dog people, please, I'm begging you, man. If that new person in your club suggests reinventing the wheel for the 9 millionth time in your experience, all right, maybe this person has a great new idea. Or maybe they don't. Whatever. Either way, give them some room to run. You might be a little bit surprised by it. Now, I always recommend having a backup plan in case that new person finds out there's actually work involved, not just glory. But how are you worse off? Right? Go to plan B and get on with it. We get ourselves worked into knots, and I speak as someone who has done just exactly that. We get so worked into knots that we lose sight of the big picture. And this is a forest, not the trees kind of deal. And we need to step back and take a look at it from that perspective. As always, just my humble opinion. Finally, let's all strive to not just be breeders of champions, but rather champions of breeders. Thank you, Bill Shelton and Doug Johnson, for that. I think that's genius. But this means all breeders, including the ones who don't do it exactly to your specifications. Okay, that would be insert eye roll here, right? That's my emoji. I am the last to encourage subpar breeders. On the other hand, I recognize that you and me and Bobby McGee over there are not going to provide all 9 million replacement dogs that are sought by our public each year, just in this country. So again, get over your happy ass. Yeah? Help improve the results of commercial breeders. Educate backyard breeders. Encourage them. Preferably not from the top of your gleaming ivory tower, people. Encourage them to at least health test their dogs. And the next time some rando calls and asks for stud service that you are definitely not going to provide, you know what? Instead of just ignoring it or being a snitty jerk about it, engage them. Ask a couple questions. take a minute to provide some education and some information about what's important in your breed. And yes, it takes time. Yeah, we're all busy. And yes, it can feel as if you're having a root canal without sedation. Got that. But guess what? Y'all signed up for it. You signed up for it the first day your dog won a ribbon and you got hooked. And now it's your turn to give back. So, share the joy. Encourage new breeders. There's no saying that newbie that you're choking yourself over talking to isn't going to get the idea and move forward and become a top breeder, right? God's sake, people, you didn't all start at the top. Every single one of us started somewhere. Look back on that. I bet it wasn't as cool as you'd like people to think it was. So, be that starting point for somebody else. It is the very best holiday gift that you can give to yourself, to that new person, and to purebred dogs. And so, as Tiny Tim said, a Merry Christmas to us all. God bless us, everyone.